Hello, this is Debbie.
Chris.
And also sometimes me, Lowell.
Together we co-founded Yoga Therapies over a decade ago and currently run the Yoga Life Studio retreats and trainings. We are passionate about sharing the lifelong practices of yoga, shamanism and meditation.
In this podcast, we'll be discussing, dissecting and delving deep, sharing our experience and offering some mini practices to bring fresh inspiration and new insight into your daily practices. We hope you enjoy.
In our first episode, we spoke about setting intentions. And we chatted a little bit about the difference between connecting to your path that can be found through Sankalpa and the day-to-day process of setting intentions. And today we're going to chat a little bit about how you can begin the process of setting effective intentions when the possibilities with them are so vast. We've picked three primary qualities that we think each intention should contain in some way in order for it to be applicable, enjoyable, and most importantly, effective. The first of these three is that your intention should be present. Phrased literally in the present tense, but also anchored to the moment that you're in.
Yes, I agree. It should be anchored. I think there's lots of buzzwords that we find floating around when setting intentions, and it can feel actually quite overwhelming. So how I personally simplified every possible intention that has occurred in my life has been to really fragment my intentions out into smaller, more achievable outcomes. So yes, anchored. They need to be anchored to be able to see where you want to go, where you want to be in 6, 12 months, 5 years is great. However, if that may mean you need to begin with a really small habit forming exercise, like you get up at the same time every day and then you do something very specific. You go to bed at the same time and do something very specific at that time. And these are very small steps in order to train yourself into achieving. Would you agree that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that one of the most important things about all of these broader practices of yoga and meditation is that a key aim of them is to remove us from that scattered state of thinking that we usually operate in and get us good at being able to focus on just one thing, even if it's simple, even if it's mundane, even if it's entirely arbitrary. That capacity to direct energy fundamentally is formed in intentions. Now that leads nicely onto the second point, actually. Not only are we going to phrase these intentions and anchor them in the present moment, but we want to structure them positively. Now the intentions aren't going to be things like, I want to stop this, or I don't want this, but rather, I am, or I have, I will. Phrases that say to us, we're moving in the direction of the positive side of this energy.
Motivating phrases.
Yeah, because I'm sure you've heard the phrase before, where your attention goes, energy flows. Mm. And part of setting intentions is also breaking that tendency we have towards seeing the negative, the sort of generalized negativity bias, not only individually, but culturally. And so by forcing ourselves to orient towards the positive, the immediate and the practical, we create an effective platform for change.
And I think everybody would like to see themselves in a positive light, in a positive position within their foreseeable future. So then it leads on to precise. You need to be precise with what it is you're wanting, asking for, intending for yourself.
Yeah, I think you covered some of it actually in the first point when you talked about breaking down what might be something very vast into simple, bite-sized and imminent chunks. But you also need to be clear about exactly what it is that you want. And that might be something that takes a few practices. You know, perhaps you sit down to meditate today, or you head out on your walk, settle down in the bath, whatever creates that space for you. And you have the beginnings of an intention. The phrasing is there, but it's not quite final. Mm. It's perfectly normal, and actually in many ways the process itself, for intentions to be something that you kind of mull over and you chew over and you try them on, you try them out.
Mm. Because I do have to say, there are probably more people around us, including ourselves, that actually... what is it we do want? Yeah. What is it we actually foresee for ourselves, ideally? Because what you'll find is most people who wish for something, they wish for abundance financially, they wish for abundance of time. However, once that abundance is granted, are they where they want to be? And is that making them as happy as what they hoped it would? So yeah, breaking it down means that even getting into a routine of doing the same thing each day, and it doesn't matter if perhaps one day that goes off kilter, because the next day or the day after that you can bring it back in. This isn't, oh well, you know, that's gone out of the window because I've gone on holiday and I didn't stay with that routine. You can always bring it back again. But yes, what is the end goal?
We'll move now into a small writing practice that you can do as a meditation. You can listen, you can literally write this down with us now to explore how you might rephrase an intention you already have so that it contains these three points, these three P's, let's call them, of setting an effective intention. Presence, positivity and precision. And turn to the next page in your journal or the notes section of your phone. And take a few quiet breaths. And notice how your body is feeling. And perhaps notice the quality of your breath, the meanderings of your mind. And then allow your attention to turn to some of the intentions that you may be working with right now. Or maybe you come up with something entirely new. However it is that it first arises, just write it down. It might be long, it might be rambling, something like, I am hoping to make progress in improving my sleep, for example. I'll write it down. And then take a moment. As you look at this written statement of your intention, is there any aspect of it that is phrased in the future or perhaps even the past tense? And can you either remove or recraft those words so that they exist there in the present tense? Not, I am going to, I am. Not, I am building, I have. And next, notice, in this intention, are you stating what it is that you want Or are you stating what it is that you want to change or want to let go of, or perhaps don't want at all? If you wrote something like, I would like to overcome my fear of flying, can you rephrase that not only so that it's present, but so that the statement exudes the quality that you would will possess that will allow you to overcome it? I am fearless.
I think we need to always understand that despite having or hoping for a particular outcome, that sometimes we need to deal with and accept what happens, when it happens, how it happens also. Just a little counterpart, going to the fear of flying. That was something that I have despite traveling a lot. But I worked through an exercise with somebody that I see about grounding my feet because I'm in the air. So just feeling that my feet were on the floor, my hands were on my knees, and only feeling that sensation. So whilst you're writing this, whilst you're figuring out where it is and what it is and how it is you want to do this, feel the ground beneath you. Feel the stability that is around you right now, that you are creating for yourself in this moment in order to create what it is you want your future to be.
Yeah. So in that example, then, it wasn't some abstract fear that was the problem, but specifically that quality of not being grounded, not being in control. So this is part of unfolding the intentions. And the final part of this practice, then, now that you have your intention reframed, present tense, positive language, is there anything about that statement that can be removed? Any extra words, any ums and ahs? Can you be precise with your intention, with your request?
I think one of the most motivating parts is that it doesn't have to be extraordinary. It just needs to be as simple and as uncomplicated as you want. It doesn't need to be so big that you fear it's unachievable. Pull back and just find what it is that is that beautifully simplistic process and intention for you right now.
Great. Well, we hope you found that useful. We'll be back here again with some other thoughts about how you might set and steer your intentions throughout this opening month of the year. But for now, we'll leave you to it.
Yeah. And please know that we have always, always worked with these practices and, you know, put them into play. And these, over the years, have been refined and pulled apart and redone. And these are things that really help us motivate ourselves and drive our vision forward and really got us where we are right now today. So don't ever feel too overwhelmed by anything, and always, always just keep those feet on the ground, plant your hands on your knees, have a really long neck, and inhale in and a full exhale out through your mouth and reset. See you later.